Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Thursday the FBI has arrested a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman in connection with a brazen leak of hundreds of pages of classified U.S. government and military documents. The FBI said in a statement that Jack Teixeira, a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, was taken into custody without incident at a residence in Dighton, Massachusetts, on Thursday afternoon. He's expected to make his first appearance in federal court in Boston on Friday. At a news conference, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, says young troops who are given big responsibilities are also trained on the rules and regulations that come along with them.
And you're expected to abide by those rules, regulations, and responsibility. It's called military discipline. And in certain cases, especially when it comes to sensitive information, it also is about the law.
The leaked documents reportedly included U.S. intelligence about the war in Ukraine and highly sensitive information about how the U.S. spies on allies and adversaries. North Korea said on Friday it has tested a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile meant to radically promote the country's nuclear counterattack capability. State media on Friday warned of extreme uneasiness and horror to enemies. South Korea said Thursday that Pyongyang had fired what appeared to be a new model ballistic missile. South Korea said it triggered a scare in northern Japan, where Hokkaido residents were told to take cover, though there turned out to be no danger. Analysts say if North Korea's report is true, it would mark the North's first use of solid propellants in an intermediate range or intercontinental ballistic missile. From Washington, this is VOA News. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva promised on Thursday that Brazil is back during a state visit to China aimed in part at strengthening trade ties. Lula arrived in Shanghai Wednesday. He participated in a ceremony Thursday to inaugurate political ally Dilma Rousseff as president of the BRICS Development Bank. BRICS comprises top emerging economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Alexei Navalny, Russia's most prominent opposition politician, is grappling with a mystery ailment in jail that could be some sort of slow-acting poison. He's lost about 17 pounds in weight in just over 2 weeks, according to his spokeswoman. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Allies of Alexei Navalny, the imprisoned arch-critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, say he's been hit with an unknown ailment behind bars, has lost 17 pounds in just over 2 weeks, and say they fear it may be the result of a slow-acting poison. That's according to Navalny's spokesperson, Kira Yarmish. This was Yarmish speaking to Reuters on Thursday.
There was an ambulance called for Alexei on Friday because of severe stomach pain. We can't rule out the idea that he is being poisoned.
If it is poisoning, it may not be his first. 3 years ago, Navalny survived an apparent poisoning attempt with what Western laboratory tests said was a nerve agent.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was back in New York on Thursday, this time for questioning in a $250 million civil fraud lawsuit against him by the state's attorney general. The same day, a Washington, D.C. appeals court declined to shield Trump from a civil defamation lawsuit by a writer, E. Jean Carroll. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom has more on that story.
Questioning in a $250 million Former President Donald Trump was back in New York on Thursday, this time for questioning in a $250 million civil fraud lawsuit against him by the state's attorney general. The same day, a Washington, D.C. appeals court declined to shield Trump from a civil defamation lawsuit by writer E. Jean Carroll, who said the former president raped her nearly three decades ago. Trump denies the allegation. The questioning in the New York case took place behind closed doors, though a group of protesters gathered outside Attorney General Letitia James' offices as Trump arrived for the deposition.
That's Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.